everyone. My name is Nathan Turner, and I want to thank you for joining us for our latest episode of Ohio DD Talks. Today, I am delighted to be joined by my good friend, James Foley, to talk about advocacy at the Ohio Advocacy Task Force. Hey, James, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Nathan. Thank you for inviting me on the program.
Can you give us a little bit of background on the Ohio Advocacy Task Force, what you guys do, and how important it is for people with disabilities have access to high quality leadership opportunities?
My name is James Farley, and I am actually the chair of the Ohio Task Force. And the task force was created in 2019 to bring people across Ohio together to advocate on behalf of the issues that impact the lives of people with disabilities. It was founded off a DD grant, DD Council grant. It consists of 12 members, some of the progress, some of the projects we work on is like advocating towards a legislation as far as like issues to, trying to get more people on the county board of DD, you know, or it might be another major issue that affects everyday life, like transportation or housing or whatever it may be. So that's a little bit about task force. I'm sorry, Nathan. What was the end part of the question?
Why is it important for people with disabilities to have access to leadership opportunities? And especially, why is it important to have people with disabilities serve on county boards of developmental disabilities?
Yeah, so it's important because, all the time, though, throughout the history that actually had a lot of people speaking for us, you know, on behalf of people with disabilities. It's not really been too much of people with disabilities themselves serving on committees and making decisions about the impact of their lives. It's important for us to hold leadership in those committees and groups it is. And you bring up a point about the county boards of DD. That's a perfect example. The county boards of DD give services to people with developmental disabilities, but most of the time throughout, and most county boards to today, still don't have a person with a DD, have a person with a developmental disability serving on the county board of DD. And that's just not, that's just not right, especially in the year 2022. That if the county boards are giving services to people with DD, then we should have somebody that has a developmental disability that's serving on the board of DD. And a good friend of mine always say, there should not be nothing about us without us. It should always be a representation of people with disabilities and making. Especially over an agency that's going to govern their lives for,
And I also hear advocates in the disability community talk about the importance of having someone with lived experience that is responsible for the monitoring and the oversight of services in the disability community. For you, do you have any thoughts about the importance that people with disabilities would play in terms of the monitoring and oversight of services, how they might change?
Nathan, because you just brought up the point, though. Who knows better about services than actually a person with developmental disabilities? It's very important to get their input and their insight, because you got to have their perspective at the table of somebody who's actually lived the experience, going through the experience. For instance, who knows better about what type of support staff or what type of support that individuals need than a person that receives direct support care at home, and other similar situations, So that's why the perspective is very important. It is because we can, because for so long in the past, we had outside professionals outside of the DD field, like doctors and others, make a calculation that they think it was best for us, and just not true, you know, and that they try to lump us all together. What works well for one doesn't always work well for the other, or for everybody else, you know. So that was very important that we find out that we have a multiple, a diverse set of ideas and voices at the table, you know, when it comes to people with DD.
Excellent point, James. I often hear people with disabilities or without disabilities talking about seeing a person with a disability and having certain conceptions about what they can and can't do. And I'm wondering, yeah, is that also a driving force behind or a motivation behind the work that the task force is pursuing?
Yeah, for so long though, the people like to tell us what we can and can't do. And I'm gonna give an example. You know, I know an individual, not too long ago, she was applying, she was getting help through the Department of DODD to help find a job. And her job coach told her that she doesn't think that she can do that job because of her disability. And, you know, though that she had any advocate on her behalf, you know, and I say, you know, though that we just can't say, you know, that you can't tell people or what we think that, you know, that if she wants to pursue a role at a hospital, then that she should be allowed to do that. She can do it though. You know, it's not for other people to tell us what we can't or can't do, you know, because most of the time they're wrong. You know, we are totally capable, just like anybody without a disability, to do almost everything else, you know, and to do almost anything that a normal, I can do almost anything that another person can do. So that's just, you know, so that's what we gotta, help society to understand, you know, is that, you know, that we're equally capable of making decisions about our lives, you know, just like anybody else or any other group, you know, will make a decision about their lives. A good example that people use a lot though is that on a board of veterans, so you wouldn't have a board of veterans without a veteran sitting on the board, right? You know, so absolutely. Why would you have a board of DD without somebody with a DD sitting on the county board of development and sitting on the board? So yeah, that doesn't make really that much sense, right?
I absolutely agree with you. I think that people with disabilities deserve the presumption of competence when it comes to serving in positions in the community. And I think the task force is doing great work in that regard. Can you give us some examples of how you all have fought to increase representation on county boards of developmental disabilities?
So what we've been working on right now is a legislative, potential legislative fix to fix the issue. Because right now the current Ohio statute says that either a person with a disability or a family member can be appointed to the county board of DD. Well, most of the time that the counties are just choosing the family members compared to people with DD. So what we've been working on is to change the Ohio law to say, plain out, that you not require one person with at least one person with a developmental disability be serving on the county board of DD, you know, and it's just a start number, you know. Of course, we want more than one, you know, but we just need to start somewhere, you know. So we just got to, you know, go for what we think that we best get legislative action on right now, the number that we need the best legislative support on right now. So we've been working with the Ohio Department of DD. We met with the director on last week. And she seems very supportive of the idea. We met with other county board of DDs, right now we've seen, recently we've seen a little bit more people being appointed to county board of DD. And they can know yourself, you served on one of the county board of DD. I think right now in Ohio we have like, correct me, for around 4 or 6 people right now, and that's out of 88 counties. So, you know, that's a very low number, but it's still better than what it was just 5 years ago. But we still got a lot of work to do, so.
Yeah, it is a very low number. And I think the task force has done some work in that regard and has discovered that there have been less than 30 people who identify as having a disability and serving on the county boards since the inception of county boards. So when you think about over time, that's a really, really small number of individuals on these boards. And it just goes to show the importance of why you all are working on this. So what are some other obstacles you face trying to get people with disabilities on county boards?
The appointment, you know, the county and the appointer is either a probate judge, you know, and most, you know, so the big obstacle is actually trying to find people that want to serve on the, you know, we don't want to just put anybody on the board, DD, just to say, okay, we got this person. We want people that want to be there, want to serve, and give valuable insight and knowledge to the county board. But the biggest challenge, I think, even right here in the big county, like I live in Hamilton County, though, trying to find advocates that's willing, that want to step up and serve on county board of DD. You know, and a lot of that is about getting the information out there about advocacy, about the county board of DD and why it's so important. So that's the biggest challenge, is trying to find people that wanting, I think that's one of the biggest challenges, is getting probate judges to actually appoint somebody with a DD, with a developmental disability, and also I'm trying to find the individual that wants to serve on the county board, you know, and how do we get those, you know, connected with the probate judge so they can apply and get appointed.
Yeah, I certainly agree that finding motivated people, whether they're people with disabilities or not, serving on county boards is critical. I serve on the Lucas County Board myself, and I know what a time commitment that is. In addition to just representing the board, it's a lot to attend. Yeah, it's not just a 2-hour meeting once a month. You have to read and prepare. And so sometimes the timing as a commitment is not appropriate for everyone. But I think whether or not someone has a disability, these types of things are, you know, they affect people with disabilities and people without disabilities. So it shouldn't discourage people with disabilities from inquiring about serving on a county board or pursuing other leadership opportunities.
Exactly, I totally agree with that.
And so we've had some minor success recently in getting some more people appointed to county boards, and the Ohio Association of County Boards with Disabilities is supportive of having more people with developmental disabilities on county boards. So with all of this increased representation, what positive changes is the task force starting to see?
Well, I think we are beginning to see, as you pointed out, the more people being appointed to boards, people beginning to get recognized, get familiar with the county boards of DD and get more advocates to show interest. I think the Ohio Task Force has had a big role to play in that, so far that we're getting people to at the state level to really start beginning to pay attention to this issue, bring a light on it. So that's one of the biggest things that the Ohio Task Force has done. And again, we have done a lot of work throughout our committees, through our subcommittees, and trying to push for the legislative change. The dot that they're hearing about the legislative action, possible legislative action alone, is beginning to make these counties wake up and see, you know, okay, though, that we need to start appointing more people with DD onto the board. So we don't really want a legislative mandate, you know, on it. So I think that's along actually waking people up and getting people more involved and more, you know, focused on this issue.
I know one of your key goals is establishing peer mentoring initiatives. I was wondering if maybe you could talk a little bit more about, you know, what the task force sees, you know, as its aspiration for what a peer mentoring initiative could look like in terms of leadership and advocacy, and how you might work with, you know, different state agencies to make that happen.
So what we focus on is that we want advocacy, and we want people to have more control and more advocacy throughout the state of Ohio. That we want, we work with state agencies again. That's not the only issue that we're focused on. We're focused on improving the quality of life for people where they live at, our direct support staff, transportation around the state of Ohio, accessible housing for people with disabilities. We want to get people more involved in their local counties about how to serve on the advocacy group, how to start their own local advocacy group, how to become an advocate, how to speak up for yourself. We have three task forces. I'm at three committees right now that's focused on those issues. And what I'm getting more people appointed to DD on boards, getting people, getting surveys about what people really want to see in the state of Ohio about first becoming more independent, their choice, and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think meaningful engagement with people who have lived experience in the community as people with disabilities is really important. And so beyond that, what is the task force hope for the future?
Our hope for the future is to have more people with developmental disabilities advocate and serve on board, on statewide boards throughout the state of Ohio. And obviously they have more people on county boards of DD. To significantly increase that number, our goal is to have like 50%, 60% maybe of people, of the county boards of people with DD, So that's what we see for the future. And it's one of our biggest aims for the future is to get more people involved in advocacy throughout their communities and throughout the state of Ohio, So that's one of the biggest things that we see.
If people and organizations want to support your mission, how should they get involved?
If they want to support our mission, though, that you can, go to our website at the Ohio Task Force. The Ohio Task Force, our website, and you'll learn all about the Ohio Task Force, that you can learn about what we're doing, and what we, what our initiatives are, and learn how you can possibly serve on the task force one day,
Excellent. We're getting toward the end of our time together, but I wanted to give you one last opportunity to say whatever it is you want to say about the task force and its initiatives and or what you see as your future goals.
I think for me, the task force has been very, very helpful and engagement throughout Ohio. I like the idea of, bringing advocates together from throughout the state of Ohio together for one common goal, and that's to increase independence for people with developmental disabilities. That's the main goal of the task force, is to increase the independent, decrease the amount, to have people live more independent lives, and it's all tied together. It does, for having more people on the developmental disability on boards of DD, because they make decisions that may impact that, to have people that serve on DD council and serve on other statewide committees that may impact our lives, that we want to, we want the state legislator to know that people with DD is here. We're a voting block in Ohio. You need to listen to our, that you need to take our issues seriously. I'm making an example so that, that people in other parts of the state, they can come apply for the DD Council, or they can start their own advocacy group or get involved in their own county, So that's our goal. Our goal is to have a more Independent Ohio for people with developmental disabilities.
Well, thank you so much, James. Thank you for your time. It was a fascinating discussion on advocacy in the Ohio Advocacy Task Force. It's been my absolute pleasure to do this alongside you for the past year and a half. I think we're really making great strides and motivating people to inquire more about leadership and service and advocacy in the disability community. And really, I think you all are absolutely incredible and wonderful friends of mine, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for the task force.
Thank you, Nathan. I know I really appreciate that, Nathan. Thank you. And I myself was looking forward to the future and a positive future that for people with for people with developmental disabilities throughout Ohio.
Absolutely. And I want to just take a quick second to thank everyone for listening for our podcast today and remind you all to share your stories with us on social media. We do love hearing from them, and your stories occasionally inspire future episodes. So do connect with us on social media and tell us more about your stories and what you'd like to hear. Thank you so much. Have a great month, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.